Hello.
Okay, so here we are. I'm going to, again, ask if you're in a noisy area to mute yourself, star 6 to mute, star 7 to talk, okay? And right now, we're going to just, I'm probably going to mute everybody just for a little bit while I do this lecture part. And then I'll invite you all, if you have questions, to raise your hand. All right, so this is, I want to welcome you to Create Your Divine Brand, the second class. We have a lot to cover today. I want to really acknowledge you all for being here. It's so great. It's the week before Christmas. Everybody's got a ton of things to do, and I totally get that. But here you are on the line, live with me. That's so awesome. All right, so let's do a little taking care of business here. The date of the live event, by the way, has been changed to January 28. I'm having hotel issues. It's the high season here in South Florida. So this is actually, it's going to be better because it gives us a little bit more time to really, you know, digest all of this information. And then those of you who are looking to come to South Florida and really, you know, get into this whole, you know, experience the day and experience the weekend and enjoy the weather, you know, it's perfect. It's just perfect. So it's going to be Saturday the 28th, assuming everything works fine. Don't make your plane reservations yet. Double check with me, but, you know, I think that this is where it's going to be. So we're going to, I mean, it's going to be in South Florida, but, you know, I think that's the weekend. Okay. I want to encourage you to use the Ning Forum to ask questions. And here's the thing. That Ning Forum is for you. It's for you to interact with one another. And for those of you who've never, you know, done any work with me before, and this is a new class for you, I want you to know that you have this incredible, really incredible opportunity to get in the Ning Forum and ask questions, because I have a number of my own private clients who've been with me through this past mastermind who have branded themselves, who've gone through the branding process. They're very savvy, and let me tell you, they are incredibly generous and will give you feedback if you ask. On your suggested brands, on your, you know, your creation. So they'll let you know if it's a good idea, if it's not a good idea. They'll tell you why. They'll help you tweak. Use the Ning Forum, because it is an invaluable resource. Really, 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 truly. There are some really good expert people in this group who can seriously help you get clarification and get your brand nice and solid. That's a big benefit, because then it's not just you out there trying to figure out what the heck is Ann talking about. You've got somebody else, you know, who can give you some feedback. And I want to tell you also, I would like to see each one of you with your own thread started with your draft versions of your new brand and taglines. Okay, we're going to talk about taglines today, because I know I went over a lot of it last week and a lot of information really fast. And I haven't heard from very many of you about how the homework was, if you had any questions, what's going on. But if you are seriously, seriously, seriously looking to have a new brand by the end of this class, then you need to do the homework. You need to ask questions in the forum. You need to put your drafts in there. You need to, you know, sit down and really do the work. Now, you've got 2 weeks between this class and the next one. And, of course, we've got the holidays in there. So hopefully you'll have some time to really dig in and do the homework. If you've already done the homework and you've from last week and you've got some new questions, go back and do it again, because you would be amazed at how doing that homework will help you gain clarification, because I'll bet that even if you did the homework, you probably have new distinctions and new awarenesses since you did the homework, and you will get even better answers. It's really interesting how that works. So, you know, I think I saw somebody wrote, you know, you tweak, I think with Rick, you tweak and you put it out and then you tweak again, and that is really, really, truly the case of you get clearer and clearer as you move down this path. But if you don't do anything, you're not going to get the results that you really want. So be sure you put yourself into this, it's uncomfortable and you sometimes are going, I just don't understand. If you don't understand, ask, because, you know, that will help. I just really, really want to sort of belabor that point, because you really have this incredible resource at your hands, and I want to see you guys use it, okay? All right, very good. Again, next week, no class. The next class is going to be January 2, all right? Okay. So I saw that there was a question on the Ning Forum about name, because last week I said, if you don't have your name as a URL, go get it. And the question was, well, why should I? And here's the answer to that. If you don't know where your business is going, and right now you don't need your name as your business, although some of you have it, but truth of the matter is you really don't. You're frankly... kind of small, right? Your business is small. It's still kind of a baby business. My business, if you will, is still in some ways a baby business. And I wouldn't even use my name as my business, not yet. But I have my name because at some point I may grow to the point where I am well known enough that I want to use my name as my business rather than Divinely Intuitive Business. I may grow into a space where it's just Rev Ann Perswell or Rev Ann or Ann Perswell. I have all three of those, actually, as options in my brand, or excuse me, as a URL. I've purchased all three of them because I don't know where I'm going with my business, and you don't either. But the thing is, if you don't get it and you grow, someone else may get it, and then you end up paying thousands of dollars for your name, and you really don't want to do that, okay? So that's why I say get your name. Make sure you have it. Make sure you have the iterations that you want. You know, someone would probably say to me, Ann, you probably need to get it with all the misspellings too, like Ann, A-N-N, Perswell. I probably should, actually. I probably will go do that. Because, you know, truth of the matter is I have that for Divinely Intuitive Business. I have D-E-V-I-N-E-L-Y because people misspell that all the time. So I would say get your, you know, once you get your brand, you want to get any misspellings as well. I don't want someone else to own your name. And if your name, let me just say this, and the other question was, should I get a .com or a .net? You know, if your name is gone in .com, then get a .net. And if your name is already taken, consider using a hyphen, okay? Just consider it. It's, you know, I think that probably 10 years from now we're going to see a lot more hyphenated URLs than we do right now. You know, it's interesting. Well, I'll go into that later. That's why you get your name, and definitely always get .com first. Always. You're always going to want to look for .com before you look for .net. Now, Suzanne, it's funny because Suzanne Evans has .org, so that's kind of interesting to me. And I don't know the reason she has SuzanneEvans.org. I don't know, but she has it. Maybe somebody got .com. I don't know. All right. So I want to say I love, love, love that you guys all started looking at brands, that you posted in the forum these variety of brands. I think that's just brilliant. It's absolutely fabulous. The reason is that as you start to really look at brands, other people's brands, you get some ideas of what it is I'm talking about here, about how a brand can represent and reflect what someone is doing. It can reflect their business. It can reflect how powerful the words can reflect very clearly what it is that person does. And again, with the tagline is, to me, it's sort of the punch, the second punch. You know, it's like you get the idea of what they do, but when you read the tagline, you really get what it is that they're doing. And, you know, the fact that you have already started this journey and you've started really looking at what the brands are, what the taglines are, you have some role models to take a look at to you know, begin to your own process of creation, I just think it's brilliant. I'm finishing up. I put the first draft together, but I think I need to add some things. I was thinking about this later. Some other brands that need to be added onto the collection, and I'll have that for you later today or first thing tomorrow. It will be in the forum, so you'll have a handout with, several pages worth of brands and taglines, so you can just go take a look and just see what someone else is doing, see what you like, see what you don't like. You can get ideas, because as you're creating, you kind of need to know what other people have done, right? So the fact that you have already started this process, I think it's wonderful. And as you start posting up your drafts of your brands, of your own business, it's not about comparing, because I promise you don't want to compare, because that's, you know, deadly, you know that. Comparison, I think, is just a really bad idea. But you can get ideas, and you can see how someone else has done something. And remember I said last week about certain words become really important to you in your own business as you're creating your brand and creating your tagline. Not everybody is going to resonate with those words. We're going to go deeper into taglines today, because tagline is really about your message. It's about who you are and what you do and what your promise is. So we're going to go, you know, a lot deeper into the taglines today. One of the questions on the forum was about keyword research with taglines versus the URL. And without going back to that specific question, because I didn't write it down, but I did want to say it is important to do keyword research both for the tagline and for the URL. But here's the thing. The keyword research is more for the URL than it is for the tagline. Yes, you need keywords for writing copy, but you don't have to worry so much about the competition and the search numbers for writing the copy. It's more for you want to know a little more about the URL itself, the keywords for the URL, looking for where, you know, at a minimum, how many people are looking at this, you know, for this particular word or keywords, this group of words, globally each month. Versus the competition, how much competition is. If the competition is high, you don't want to use that grouping of words in either your tagline or your URL. You just don't, okay? So if the competition is low, medium to low, it's okay. But, you know, it depends on how many keywords researches are being done each month for that keyword phrase or the keyword itself, but probably the phrase, more the phrase. You're just really going to have to do some research. I'm sorry, but you are. It's just the nature of the beast, okay? I just want to remind you that when you're creating a brand name, you want it to be benefits-driven or benefits-focused. You want it to be focused on what they're going to get. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It is about what they are going to get. It's not about you. And I say that over and over because invariably we see that it is, you know, people like to make it about themselves. And they forget that, and they think, well, this is about them too. Kind of, but not really, okay? It's, you want to make it about what they're going to get from working with you. You want to make your brand name about them. Again, you know, my own coach's brand is MakeYourSuccessEasy.com. It's about what I'm going to get from working with her. She's going to make my success easy. Working with her makes my success easy, okay? So you want to just remember that's what you focus on when you are creating a brand name. Benefits-driven, benefits-focused, okay? You want it to be about the promise that you're providing. Your tagline is your extension. It's about your message. It's about what, if anything, in your brand needs explanation. Okay? What, if anything, in your brand needs to be explained? It's always going to be benefit-driven as well. It's always going to be about the benefits that someone has. Again, go back to the taglines of the solopreneurs, this list that I'll provide you, and notice how they talk about the benefit of working with them. It's a really, you know, that's a huge piece. What is it that people get from working with you? If you want to look at someone, let's see, marketinggoddess.com. Her tagline is "Bring your brilliance forward." That's just brilliant. It's brilliant. You know, bringing your brilliance forward. Marketing Goddess, you'd say, wow, well, that's about her. Yes and no. It's basically she teaches you how to be a marketing goddess. Now, she could say, yourmarketinggoddess.com. You know, she could say that. She might even have that, you know, and forward it to the marketing goddess. Oh, by the way, let me just say this. Regarding your name, once you get your name as a URL, you can always forward it to your main website. I do that. I forward my name, and it shows up on divinelyintuitivebusiness.com, okay? So that's what I would say to do with your name. So when you think about that, like going back to the tagline and the brand, okay, you want to, like, here's one of them that you guys, somebody posted. It says, yourpurpose.com. Okay, my purpose. Oh, my purpose, my purpose, my purpose, my life purpose, my work purpose, what? But the tagline takes it deeper, and it explains, unleash, which is so brilliant, unleash your life purpose and get paid for your passions. How great is that, right? So suddenly I totally get what that person does. I'm going to discover, I'm going to unleash, I'm going to take it, you know, take the lid off my life purpose, what I'm here to do, and I'm going to get paid. And it's going to be my passionate work, something I'm loving to do. That's a brilliant tagline, okay? So you want to have your tagline really delve into who you are, what you're doing, what you're bringing to the world, all right? I'm going to stop looking at those and go back to the class, my class notes here. So here's the question. What is it that you want people to know about you and your business? What do you want them to know? Like for me, when I was creating mine, we'd already done the divinely intuitive business, right? I'd said, you know, I told you this last week. I wanted it to be about my business or about business. I wanted it to have the word divine in there that was so important to me, and something about intuition, because to me it was like you can't do one without the other. So we came up with Divinely Intuitive Business. But then that left us with, well, okay, so what's that about? And that's when I started this next piece, which is, what do I want people to know about me and the business? So I'm going to ask you to do this. And this is going to be part of your homework, or you could do some of it right now. You might know, and I'll actually, let's just take a few moments to do that. So everybody get some paper, get a pen, or pull out your computer. Either one is fine. And I want you to list 10 benefits that people get from working with you. I think we should do this now. So, yeah, definitely write them down. I'll be quiet. All right, I'm going to have you stop at this moment because you might have already finished it, but you might need more time. If you need more time, do it after the call, okay? When you're doing this, go back and just look at the following two questions. What is it that they want? What are these benefits that they get? But what is it that they want? And what is your promise to them about working with you? What are you promising them? When going back to my tagline, your sixth sense guide to a six-figure business, what am I promising people? I'm promising them that by using their intuition and my using mine, they're going to get their six-figure business. They do the work, they take the action, they will get the six-figure business, okay? So what is the promise? Now, when you look at some of the others that I just mentioned, the promise, bringing your brilliance forward, bring your brilliance forward. What is that? You are getting the promise of bringing that who you are, that amazing, brilliant person that you are inside. You're getting the information, how to bring that forward in marketing, right? Where the other one, the promise is, you get to unleash your life purpose. You get to unleash it. You get to take it out, bring it out, open it up, man, and get paid for your passions. That's a promise. You get to do that and get paid, all right? Bringing up another one, attract your niche. You get to target your market. You get to attract your ideal clients. You get to make marketing easier. I think that's brilliant. Okay. So those are the things you want to keep in mind when you're listing your 10 benefits. Now, the next thing I want you to do is to highlight the top, the biggest, the juiciest, the strongest, two or three, because those two or three are going to be the ones that you focus on. Now, you're going to get out your thesaurus, and you're going to go look for juicy words. You're going to write down the words that really appeal to you. You're not going to do that right now, but you're going to do this later, okay? You're going to write down the words that really appeal to you that are from this biggest two or three. This is how you do it, guys. This is the process of creating your divine juicy brand. All right? So you're going to write those 10 benefits that people get from you, at least. You could write more if you want. But you're going to highlight the biggest two or three. You're going to get out your thesaurus. Look it up. If you've got Word, then do Word, you know. That's fine. I do it all the time on my computer. And you're going to then write down the words that appeal to you from that. And you're going to start putting things together into a sentence. You're going to start to put things together. And what you might do is talk with someone about why you're doing what you're doing. Talk with them, or just even if they're not, if you don't have anybody there, sometimes I'll do this out loud. I'll just talk out loud so that I can listen to myself and hear what it is that I am saying, and go looking for the salient points, the most important points of what it is that I said, and I will write those down. That will start to give you some of the language that you're looking for as you're creating your brand, your tagline and your brand name, okay? You want to explain. You want to remember that when you are talking about benefits, like, say, for example, you might go, well, people get peace of mind when they work with me. Oh, I love that. Okay, so they get peace of mind. You know, I got to tell you, here's the thing with any healer and hopefully coach, when someone works with someone, hopefully they're going to get peace of mind, okay, even if it's for a short period of time. They're going to get peace of mind. That is part of the work that we do as divine entrepreneurs. We provide peace of mind. Okay, so great, they get peace of mind. They get peace of mind so that what? So that they can do what? What is it that they're going to get out of getting peace of mind? So that they can go and have a glorious day. Well, okay, so they can have a glorious day so that what? Well, so that they can do their work. Great, write down, do their work. So that they can do their work in a happy state. So that they can do their work in a more organized fashion. Great, write those down. They're happy, they're going to have more organized ways of doing their work. They're going to have better relationships. They have more peace of mind so that they have better relationships with their colleagues. Great, write it down. Those are benefits, okay? Do you see what I'm talking about? They're tangible benefits. Peace of mind is great, but it's very sort of fluffy, very soft. It's not tangible. We want tangible, okay? When you look at those taglines, you're going to look at and see that people are tangible when they do their talking, when they do their promises, when they tell people what they're going to get from working with them. Now, don't get hooked up on, oh my gosh, because I can hear it on the phone, I hear it all the time with people. You're going to get, oh my gosh, I can't promise that they're going to get peace of mind. That's not what this is about. Yes, it is, and no, it's not, okay? You cannot promise that every single person you work with is going to have better relationships with their colleagues, or, you know, whatever it is that you ultimately came up with, okay, when you wrote out the peace of mind so that they can whatever. What you are looking at is if you've had one or two or three people have those results, then that is something that you offer, that you bring. That's something that you help them do. I've had people make six figures from working with me. Has every single person? No, because not everybody is in the spot in their business where they're ready to step up and make the six figures. Maybe they have to do some things first. Maybe they have to build their list. Maybe they have to make more connections, go out and do more speaking. Maybe they have to brand themselves first. Maybe they have to, you know, build other pieces. Maybe they have to build a website first, okay? Does that mean that they cannot make six figures? Heck no, they totally can. They follow the steps, they do the work, they build, they can definitely do that. But can they do it within the first 3 months? Probably not, you know, not unless they are in a super, super spot in their business, you know, and they are able to turn things around very quickly. So, but, you know, here's the thing. I can offer someone something, but they are going to have to be the ones to do the work, okay? And that's the same thing when you are offering a promise in your tagline. You can do the, you, it's not you doing the work. It's you facilitating someone else doing the work. And this is a really, really, really important distinction you've got to get when you are creating your brand or writing copy or doing anything in your business, when you're promoting or marketing. You've got to get that you can help facilitate someone having that result, but it is up to them to do the work. Absolutely 100% up to them. You can lead a horse to water all day long, but you cannot make them drink. Okay? It is, you know, really get that. For anybody who's providing weight loss services, you know that that's the case. Anybody who's helping someone build their business, you know that that's the case. You can help them, but they have to do the work. Okay? So I really want to get that really important piece honed in, because I know that that will come up for people when they are looking at creating a promise in their business, in their tagline, in their brand, whatever it is, in the copy, when you're promoting something, it doesn't matter. You're always going to have that conversation. And as soon as you get that it's not up to you, it's up to you to facilitate, it's up to you to provide the opportunity, but it is up to them to do the work, you will have freedom in understanding the promise of your brand and the promise of your work, okay? Really, really important distinction. All right, so let's talk about what the heck a tagline has. Some of, you know, like what, let me, I like to define a tagline as an elevator speech on crack, really and truly. You just, you know, it's in, it's out, short, sweet, to the point, man. It is going to, it's going to tell who you are. It's going to tell what you do. It's going to tell even who you serve. You can see that in my tagline, it is so flipping clear who I serve. Your sixth sense guide to a six-figure business. It is so clear that I serve the divine entrepreneurs. I serve the people, the healers, the coaches who have a spiritual connection. I serve the people who are all about healing and helping others to live an incredible life. But I also serve the people who are about that, but also wanting to create an abundant business. They're not out there really just saying, okay, let me just give my services to anybody who will take them. They're serious about their business, and they want to create an abundant business, not just, if you will, a ministry. Now, I'm a minister. You know that. So I had this big thing for a long time about wanting to give away my services, and I get it. I really get it. But the thing is, my business is a business. It is not a ministry. Okay, now having said that, let me just also say it is also a ministry because I serve my clients. I love my clients, and I will give them everything I can. And this is really true. Everybody who knows, who's worked with me knows this. I will give them everything I can to help them out, and they have to go do the work, right? I can't do it for them. As much as I love them, they have to do it. But it is, so it is my ministry to help support them in every way that I can. So in that way, it is also a ministry, but it is my, it is the way I have bridged the two. It is, so your tagline, you want it to be your own elevator speech on crack, frankly. You want it to be, I'm going to go back to some of these examples that we have. Again, bring your brilliance forward. It's like she is just saying, okay, marketing goddess, my brand is marketing goddess, and I'm bringing, you know, I'm going to teach you how to bring your brilliance forward. It is like you can't get much shorter and simpler and sweeter than that. Look at Julie's, comingouteasy.com. Be true to you. Seriously, talk about a clear, clear brand. It is so sweet. That brand is so sweet and juicy. It is like, you know, it's so clear. You know what she does. You know what she stands for. She stands for being true to who you are. That is brilliant. It's just so brilliant. And it's helping others be true to who they are, right? You know, Moira, who has divinely inspired weight loss, love what you see in the mirror. Oh, my gosh. It's not only about the weight loss, although the weight loss, because that the reason she chose that is that it's about, you know, people want the weight loss. So they Google weight loss. But she's also got the spiritual component and how it's inspiring. So she's got the whole shebang here. It's a really juicy brand. Love what you see in the mirror. Who doesn't want that, right? What woman does not want to look in the mirror and say, oh, my gosh, I really love you. I think you're beautiful, just the way you are. You may have some sags. You may have some stretch marks. You may have some, you know, some lines. But you are beautiful, and I love you. That is a brilliant promise, and I love it. I think it's just so beautiful. So your tagline, you want it to have a short snippet of who you are and what you do and who you serve. And you want, now the characteristics, you want it to be kind of hooky, you know? You want people to really get engaged with your tagline. You want them to, hooky is different from cute, okay? We don't want cute unless it's clear. It can be fun, absolutely. I like fun taglines. I think they're great. You know, I told you that one last week, number one in the number two business. I think that's just like for the plumbing company. I think it's brilliant. Okay, that's cute, but it's also clear. And here's the number one rule for your tagline, your message. You want it to be clear. It's got to be clear. It can be cute, but it's got to be clear. You want it to draw someone in, okay? This may seem like a lot, these characteristics that I'm going to give you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, okay? Because when your tagline shows up, it will have these characteristics, all right? Don't be pulling your hair out going, oh, my gosh, can it be this, can it be that, all right? But I just want to give you the characteristics so you have something to work toward, all right? You want it to be hooky or juicy. I like to call it juicy. You want it to be short and sweet. It, you know, we've got some in here, frankly, that go on forever, and they work. But if it's a couple lines, like I will say, the Organized Artist Company, okay, all right, the Organized Artist Company. Now, her tagline is dedicated to helping creative people who want to be more organized and organized who'd like to be more creative since 1999. You know, it's like I would have put something like helping creative people who want to be more organized and helping organized people who want to be more creative, period. I wouldn't have done dedicated to this since 19. You can shorten it up. I think it's actually clever. I think it's cute. And I think it's good, but I think you could shorten it up, okay? There are, let's see, who's Bob the Teacher? Now, I love Bob the Teacher. I think he rocks, okay? Now, his tagline on BobTheTeacher.com is discover how to help people profitably with your information, products, services, and recommendations. I think that's long. I just do. I think it's long. It doesn't have to be that long. Then we get down to, you know, divining the muse. Decipher your dream, discover your story. I think that's great. Look at that. That's like so, it's short and sweet. Decipher your dream, discover your story. That's brilliant, okay? So the point is, you know, it can be cute. Let's try and make it not too long. You know, the one that I read you that just like went on forever, that's not an elevator speech on crack. That's basically an elevator speech, right? You want it to be short and sweet, to the point. You want it to inspire. You really want it to inspire someone. Now, not everyone. Not everybody's going to get inspired, okay? But you want it to inspire your people. You know, there are going to be people who look at mine and turn their noses up because they'll go, Sixth Sense. Oh, my God, that's of the devil, right? There will be those people who will just turn away. Great. Please turn away. You are not my people. Really and truly, you are not my people. So you want your tagline to be something that draws your people in. Not everyone, your people. That's why we did the who are your people before, you know, who are your ideal clients. Because we want them to be the ones who come in. You want it to be fun, and it can be funny, okay? But it has to be clear. That's the number one rule here. Remember that. It's got to be benefits-driven, and it's got to be about them, and it's got to be clear. Okay, those are really the three big rules. Those are the three biggies. Benefits-driven, clear, and totally forgot what I was going to say. Whatever I just said, okay? It's got to be not about you, but it's got to be about them, benefits-driven, and clear, okay? All right. So, again, over the next 2 weeks, I want to see every single person in this class who is working on your brand. Now, some of you, again, you've already worked on your brand, so you don't have to do this. But the ones of you who are working on your brand, please use the Ning Forum. You want to please start your own thread for your versions, for your drafts of your brands, your taglines, all right? This is all about your message, guys. This is your message to the world. Who are you? What are you doing? And what are you providing? Your message, basically, right now, it's going to be your message on crack, really and truly. I love that. I think that's a cute saying, and I might just, you know, start using that a lot. But that's what you're going to be doing. Get your name, again, go looking for it, whois.com, go there, and then order it wherever you're going to order it for where your hosting is. Let's see if there's anything else I need to tell you. And then we're going to open up the lines so that everybody can ask questions if you have questions, okay? Nope, I think that's it. So I'm going to let you know, if you want to talk, it's star 2 to raise your hand, to ask a question, get some laser coaching here. Grab it while you can, okay? All right, great. We've got Catherine. I'm going to unmute you, Catherine. Hi.
Hi. I just had a quick question. You were mentioning taglines that were listed. Are they listed in a one list on the forum? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I think Barbara started, and people were
adding to that.
And so I had Louisa go through, grab them all, and send them to me in a document. And I spent about 45 minutes earlier today cleaning that document up. We're going to get it, I've got some others that I wanted to add in, and then we'll put it together in a PDF. But right now we've got probably most of the ones that I talked about here are the ones that are in the forum under Barbara's thread.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. That was it.
Okay, thanks, Catherine.
Right,
okay, anybody else have a question? It's star 2 if you want to talk. Yes. Okay, Sheila.
I wanted to point out that yourpurpose.com is a perfect example of someone who went to a benefits-driven URL. That's Beth Davis, who for years was the handanalyst.com.
Uh-huh.
And now go to the handanalyst, and you get forwarded to the yourpurpose.com.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So, see, that's somebody who rebranded then. And she,
yep.
You know, I think she worked with David Nagel, actually.
Probably.
So that's interesting that she rebranded.
She worked with a lot of different people, but.
Say that again?
I think she's worked with a lot of different people. I mean, David Nagel is in the group. I don't know who she worked with directly in the branding. And as just pointed out in this case, it's a perfect example of what you've been talking about.
Well, David's pretty much the, you know, he has worked with Fabian Fredrickson, Lisa Sasevich, Kendall Summerhawk. David's pretty much the go-to guy, and I believe Ali Brown, you know, I mean, he's the, and I remember reading that he had worked with Beth, too. So, you know, I wonder if that happened when, I don't know, I'm saying this, and I shouldn't be saying it, so, because it's, yeah, but that's very interesting. That she was the hand analyst, and then she went to yourpurpose.com. So, very cool. Okay, cool. Anything? All right, does anybody have any questions about their own brands that they want to talk about? Star 2. So, everybody is good with their brands? Did you do the homework, everybody? Great. Anne, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, it's been dead for a while.
I know.
I had to call. I thought, okay, so I did something by trying to raise my hand. I unhooked myself, so I called back, and I thought, oh, it's still dead.
I don't know what happened. Okay, so I'll get Rainier Oregon next. I don't know who that is, but I promise I'll get you next.
That's
all right.
Karen,
so go ahead, Anne.
Okay, well, you know, my question isn't really clearly formed, but I'm thinking...
That's okay.
You know, it's that, because I haven't, actually, you know, it's that I'm just starting up the business and starting it on the basis of feeling that I have coached so many people in the past, that that's what I've been doing.
Right.
So it's that difficult thing, and
did you do the homework, Anne?
No, I didn't have a chance this week. I apologize.
Okay.
So
you
kind of
need to do the homework.
Okay. Well, then who
is it that you want to serve?
Well, see, this is what I've been grappling with all along. I guess my question, though, kind of went to how best to get in the people that I've served, in their words, what it is they've gotten. Because I think I keep thinking of, you know, what it is they're getting, and I don't know that I'm really hitting it hitting it.
Have you made a list?
I've tried in the past, and I think it ends up being like sort of my what I think I'm getting. And so I was just wondering if others have, you know, actually asked people what did they get from working with, you know, with, and if so, kind of what wording or under what circumstances did they ask.
All right. Well, let's try this then. Okay. So what is it that you have done? I know that you've coached them. What have you done? What is it that you're wanting to do? When you say I want to do coaching, what is it specifically that you want to do with them?
Yeah, I think I better table my question because I think those are my big questions, and I'm still working on those answers. So while I haven't done the homework,
okay.
Let me just wait. I'll retract my question for a couple of weeks.
Okay. Right. Well, do the homework and then and put some questions in the forum. All right, because that will help you get clear and focused.
Right.
And if you want to ask your people, what did you get? Then go ahead and ask them. Here's the challenge with that.
Uh-huh.
Number one, you may get some really great answers, and I would say go for it. You know, but you may also get some answers like, well, you know, I felt really better, a lot better about that, you know, that issue.
Right, right.
Okay.
I think that's it. How do you get down really deep to think, well, what is it?
You keep asking. You keep asking questions. Okay, well, tell me more about that. Do you remember what it was like before? Because I kind of remember the question, you were really upset and you were, you know, when we talked, and then you had some clarity after that. So, How did things change? So you're just asking questions as you ask them to get more and more specific.
Okay.
It will be, so that's part of the challenge, but that's also part of the fun of this. And you know, they'll probably remember.
Okay.
You know, they'll probably have, you know, if you've got a couple people that you feel like you could really ask this to.
Yeah.
Does that help?
It does. And I think that's it. It's kind of it does. Thank you.
Just keep asking, like, you know, and they may, because sometimes people aren't really, most of us are not trained to think in the specific. Most of us, we think very general.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say that. I think that most schoolers are, you know, we think very, very globally. We don't think in the specific, like, you know, I noticed that when my husband came home, I just wait see him, and I feel so great about, you know, connect with him, or fill in the blank, I don't know, or my kids were wonderful, and they were, you know, I didn't have that sense, you know, frustration with them anymore, I felt really good, you know, that, you might get that, and then you could say, well, tell me more about that, you know, like, and then you write it down, okay, and then read it back to them, or not read it, but get back to them, so that you really get clear that that's what they're saying.
Right, and that's the big piece. I think that's it. It's just that I tend to be very general and be, you know, just have that sense that they're walking away feeling a lot better, a lot calmer, a lot more at peace, and that's enough, you know? So it's like, I'm not specific. It's very hard to find out what specifically.
You know what? I love that you said that. It is enough when you are not charging for it, but when you're charging and you then are going to start marketing it, it's not enough. You can't.
Right, and that is the hard part, to start getting into that mindset. So, you know, and I know, and what you're saying and what I'm saying, even I mean, I know, you know, it's just months of knowing this and hearing that same message, and every time I hear it, okay, get a little more of that piece of it and a little bit more, and one of these days it's really going to all sink in and come to.
Let me tell you when it's in, sweetie. And here's when it's going to sink in, when you start doing it.
Yeah.
And you don't, you're not, you know, your feet aren't to the fire. But when you start putting yourself out there and you're really sitting down and writing out, copying, then it's like, oh, I really have to come here.
Yeah.
And that's where the training comes in.
Right.
For all of us. Everyone here.
Okay.
So,
thank
yeah.
you.
That's great. Thank you for that. It's really good. All right. So I know somebody else had their hands raised. Who else? Oh, yes, Miss Oregon. Who's Miss Oregon here?
Is that Rainier?
Yes.
Okay, that's Karen Aquinas.
Hi, Karen.
Yes, I'm not actually in Rainier, but that's what the phone number comes
from. No, you're in McMinnville.
Yes.
I know this because my mom lives there, guys. So, yes, Karen. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Well, I have several questions, and first, thank you for addressing the questions I posted in the forum.
Yes.
But I think I'm kind of going to table the ones I raised my hand for and tag along this line of focusing on the tangible results, because that's really a lot of why I signed up for this class, was to be able to give that,
yes,
that elevator speech on steroids, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a guy, okay, well, he can mow his lawn now, and that's tangible. But I'm not going to put, oh, you'll be able to mow your lawn, you know.
No, you don't want to. But you can put, what was the problem before? What, did he have anxiety? Did he have, you
he
know.
Was, he was suffering from gout.
He had what?
He was suffering from gout.
Doubt whether he can mow his lawn?
No, gout with a G.
Oh, pain, gout. Arthritis. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, that's okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Do you deal more with the physical than with the emotional?
Well, I don't really want to, but that's where I see the most tangible results. I mean, people can sleep better. Where I see, you know, when I work with people with trauma or other issues in general, like stress, sleeping better is one tangible thing. But other than that, I'm more like the gal you just talked to. I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. They have more confidence, and they'll explain to me, I feel like I can go out and do what I want to do now.
That's huge. Okay, so make sure you write that down. That's huge. I feel
I
like
that down, but it's too vague, isn't it? It's not like
it is
tangible.
Yes, but it's a good starting place. It's a good starting place. It is too vague. And here's the thing for everybody else. I know Karen is an EFTer, right? So with EFT, especially in the beginning, first of all, you have to specialize as you go along. Okay, you're going to definitely have to do that. But here's the thing, and I always bring back my own coach, Pamela's, you know, experience. And Pamela, of course, was an EFTer as well, right? But here's the thing with that. When she started, she had one person that she was business coaching, one person that she was actually getting money from, and then she declared herself as that. And then she began to go and get the trainings that she needed. She began to get the experience. And, you know, when she first started out, she wasn't very good. Now she's a crackerjack business coach, okay? But she got the training. She got the learning. She got the, you know, she'd been in business, so she knew how to do a business. But this was a totally different business model than what she'd been doing in her own business, the other business that she'd been doing. And she wanted to do this. So she started somewhere, and she declared herself as something. And then she began to really hone in and get the training. I can tell you that declaring yourself is one of the most challenging, scary things you can do. It really is. But then you declare it, and you take the action to move toward becoming that. And that will always be the case when you're building a brand. It's always going to be the case. Okay? So this would be the question I would ask you, Karen. Who do you want to serve?
Believe it or not, I'm thinking I want to serve people, a group of population I have never served yet. I think teenagers.
Okay, so, and in what way do you want to serve the teenagers?
Well, I know of a new disorder, kids who are, that whole big thing, I want them to be happier, and I want them not to despair and be distressed, especially kids who don't fit into the public school system. My background is in education, so I have a lot of information there and a lot of experience with children and teens. So I know that they as a population really suffer a lot around just social issues and being in the world today as it is. And
okay, let me say something. I really want you to hear this. And this is for everybody else who may be deciding who their niche market is. Number one, if you decide to go forward and serve the teenagers, you are going to be marketing not to the teenagers. You will be marketing to the parents.
Yeah, I realize that.
Well, you will, because the parents are the ones who are paying, not the teenagers. So you'll have to create your brand around the service towards the parents and the promise to the parents, not the teens. Now, you've got a double thing with the teens. If the parents are the ones who are paying, you have to also then enroll the teenagers. So you've got a double thing here, which is, frankly, as far as a business is concerned, huge challenge. Let me just say that as a business coach, it is a huge challenge because you are going to be marketing to the parents, but then the parents are dragging the kids in. You've got double enrollment here, which is I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. What I would touch, let me just say this, what I would touch with a 10-foot pole is creating a business and then serving as either a nonprofit or in a ministry or some sort of outreach the teenagers that you want to serve. But then even still, you have to look at how are you going to reach those teenagers and what are you going to do to serve, you know, in what way are you going to serve them? I totally commend you for wanting to reach out to the teenagers. I totally commend you for that. I love it because they do need it. Now, number one, how are you going to reach them? And number two, how are you going to make money doing that? So you really have, if you're building a business, again, it's not a ministry, it's a business. And as a business, you need to look at who is going to pay, how are they going to pay, and how are you going to get them in the door? So that's the big. Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's something.
So that really kind of is already a ministry thing because I've taken on one teen as a kind of scholarship thing.
Okay.
Just to kind of mostly to see if EFT will work as a reaching out thing, but. So I probably will end up targeting a different group. I just don't know what it is yet, which makes this whole process a lot harder.
It does. It does. No question about it. Yeah. Yeah. But that's you guys, for everybody here listening to this, this is really hands down one of the challenges with healers because we want to serve everybody and we want to serve those who really, really, really need our help. One of my dear friends, Ingrid Dinter, was serving the veteran population. She is well known in EFT world for serving the veteran population. And she came to the conclusion this past year that population is not a paying population. She loves serving them and she does it now as her outreach, but she doesn't do it as her business. She needed to make money doing her business, and so she began to, she totally rebranded herself this year. So, it's very, very admirable, but it is very, very real. In when you are running a business, you need to serve a population that can pay you. And so I don't want to go into like a big business coaching area here, but I also, when you're creating a brand, that's something to, and creating your, you know, who it is you're going to serve, that's something you absolutely have to think about. Okay? So.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. All right. Does anybody else have any questions? Anybody else want to, you know, raise your hand, star 2 to raise your hand. If you have any questions. Anybody have any tapping requests? Okay. Very good. All right, everyone. I will see you on our next call 2 weeks from now. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. I totally enjoy your holiday. And get some draft brands out there because, you know, we've got some really great people who can help you out. Get them out, get yourself branded because that's That's what you're here for, and that's what you're paying for. So, you know, do the work, have fun with it. This is really a lot of fun to do, and it's very creative. So all of the right brains in here, you know, they can help you out with juicy names and what you can, you know, offer to the world. And there are people who can also talk with you about some of the, you know, who are you serving, who's your niche, and all of that. Just ask, okay? All right, my dears, have a great holiday, and I will, unless there's any last-minute requests, real quick, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Oh, wait, we do have one. Go. Hold on, I muted her by accident. Okay, go for it, Sheila.
No, I'm on mute myself.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I just wanted to point out to you that I sent you an urgent email and an urgent messages that the 28th is conflicting with another big, like, reaching the same market type seminar here in South Florida.
Really? Who is it? Thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Tom Antion's going to be there and a couple of other big people, and the Week High is help. It's not sponsored by Week High, and it's the Superstar Summit.
All right, so I'll let you guys know. The hotel had issues with the 28th, so maybe I'll go to the 20th. Excuse me, they had issues with the 21st. Maybe I could go to the 22nd, which is a Sunday. Or we do a Friday or something. I don't know.
Or you could go to the 29th, and people could do both. Look at what the Superstar Summit has, and maybe it would be just you could be, you know, bouncing off one another.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. It's just out of curiosity. Is that both? Is it only Saturday or is it also Friday?
No, it's just Saturday. Okay. It's brought by the Women Helping Women Mastermind Group and Standout Media Group.
Okay, so both Christina Rose Group. Okay. All right, very good. Thank you for that. All right, perfect, guys. Everybody have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Are you going to be checking in online? I know you said you're going away.
I'll check in online. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Have an awesome vacation.
Have a great time.
Yep.
Thank
thanks.
You. Bye.
Bye.